This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Israel and Hamas have sent negotiators to Cairo trying to salvage talks towards a possible ceasefire. But Israel is also launching attacks on Rafah, the southern Gaza city where more than a million displaced Palestinians have sought refuge. Gaza's health ministry says at least 25 people were killed in airstrikes there overnight, about half of them women and children. Here's Lauren Freyer reports from Tel Aviv.
Israel has called its latest military activities in Rafah limited. U.S. officials have also said this does not appear to be the kind of major military operation that they and the United Nations had discouraged. But asked whether this is indeed a counter-terrorism action, Israeli government spokesman Avi Heiman told reporters,
"I would say it's precisely the opposite. This is the beginning of our mission to take out the last four Hamas brigades in Rafah."
He says Israeli warplanes and ground troops have targeted Hamas structures and tunnels in Rafah and killed 20 militants. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Adult film star Stormy Daniels testified today at former President Donald Trump's New York hush money trial about a sexual encounter she says the pair had in 2006. Daniels' testimony included in a Times graphic accounting of the incident, which Trump has denied. Daniels is at the center of the ongoing criminal trial against the presumptive Republican presidential nominee. Trump is charged with trying to cover up a $130,000 payment to Daniels ahead of the 2016 election by falsifying business records. The judge overseeing the case denied a request from Trump's lawyers for a mistrial. Governor Brian Kemp has signed a sweeping election bill, including new rules around mass voter challenges that will take effect before the November election. Secretary of State's office had previously raised concerns over some provisions in the bill. WABE Sam Greenglass reports.
In the final hours of session, Republican lawmakers cobbled together a smorgasbord of election measures into SB 189. It eliminates ballot QR codes by 2026, which the Secretary of State's office estimates would cost millions of dollars and possibly require unavailable technology. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says he'll work with lawmakers and counties to fund the changes. On voter challenges, supporters say the new grounds for sustaining them add guardrails, but critics see them emboldening a few conspiracy theorists to question the eligibility of tens of thousands of voters. The law also makes it easier for third-party and independent candidates to get on the ballot, which could affect the 2024 presidential race. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
TikTok parent company ByteDance says it's suing the U.S. government over a law that would ban the popular video sharing app unless it gets sold to another company. Lawsuit potentially setting what could be a lengthy legal fight. TikTok contends the provision signed by President Biden as part of a foreign aid package is obviously unconstitutional. You're listening to NPR. Police in riot gear blocked access to the University of Chicago's quad early today after university officials appear to have taken a more hardline stance, the school's president at the same time defending the school's role as a protector of free speech. Since protests began roiling college campuses last month, more than 2,600 people have been arrested. A deep underground lab in western South Dakota is asking physicists from around the world for their assistance. As South Dakota Public Broadcasting C.J. Keene reports, the Mile Underground facility is crucial for sensitive experiments.
Located in a retired gold mine, the Sanford Underground Research Facility is calling out to physicists. Jared Heiss is science director at the facility.
We have a large amount of rock, about a mile of rock, above us to help screen out cosmic ray muons that would constitute a background for rare process physics.
The Sanford Underground Research Facility is located in the northern Black Hills and is the deepest lab in America. By the end of the decade, the underground facility will host large liquid argon detectors that will help study neutrinos. Scientists believe the abundant particle plays a role in understanding the origin of matter. For NPR News, I'm C.J. Keene.
Do whales talk to one another? Scientists for years have been studying and recording whale calls like this, but only recently have they sought to determine what they mean. They say the loud clicks and other sounds whales make could comprise a phonetic alphabet, the highly socialized mammals used to talk to one another. Scientists studying the sperm whales living near the Caribbean island of Dominica think they may have figured out some basic elements of what the whales are saying. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Stearns & Foster.
Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted for irresistible comfort with indulgent memory foam and ultra-conforming IntelliCoils for your most comfortable sleep. Learn more at stearnsandfoster.com.